Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You're there, ladies and gentlemen. You found it. The tip of the spear. The very front line in the info war. I'm Alex Jones, attempting to defend the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. My now 12-plus year quest. We are deep into enemy territory, ladies and gentlemen. We are completely surrounded. Don't let any of the New World Order scum escape. Christina Ebersole is our guest. I got to let her go because she's got to get into the city and get into work and do a bunch of other important things. Can't wait to meet her in person coming up this Sunday. She's going to be at the same event where we're premiering Endgame. She's going to be singing at about 7:30 at night. I look forward to meeting her and her husband in person. Christine, just in closing, finishing up that story, I mean, I kind of quickly told it. I've never really told it fully on air, but just as now we have a few more minutes, and then you can finish your story. Charlie, when he first contacted me months before he came on air, had been researching 9/11 for a couple years. He and his brother had. And Emilio Estevez. And then he was like, yeah, maybe we should have an event. You have like a film festival, a big symposium. That was all his idea. That's why we had it out there. And I was like, hey, man, do what you want because I'm not going to pressure you. Sounds like a great idea. You've been saying you want to do it for months, so we might as well do it. But and then a couple minutes later, we're out there. Nobody's around us. He wasn't listening to us. We kind of got off in a corner by some shrubs. You know, he wanted to be left alone to eat a hamburger. And all of a sudden, the black guy walks up and says, oh, Alex Jones, hey, Charlie Sheen, thank you for what you've done. I appreciate your courage. You ought to have some big event in Los Angeles. You ought to. He was real calm and real sweet, and I'm not saying he was actually an angel, but, you know, angels working through him, whatever. Very, you know, had that feeling, and he walks off, and Charlie goes, well, that's a sign. But, I mean, that stuff happened so much in my life, but you were telling, you're laying in the back seat, depressed, going up to a spa, and the guy in the front just starts talking about 9/11 and bombs. It's just amazing, isn't it?
No, it is, because when you stand on purpose, the universe supports you, because the universe bends towards justice. So we have the support of the universe. And that's what was so comforting to get that, you know, that I, here I was in this absolute terrified state, and God sent me through this person who had no idea who I was, no idea what was going on inside of my mind, and told me about where he was on 9/11. Out of nowhere. I never asked him. And so I said, I can't tell you how much that means to me. And I told him what was happening. I was going to be in the National Enquirer, and I was so scared. And, you know, people have literally, I had reporters say to me, you know, on this big lead up to the Tonys, like, aren't you afraid? I mean, you know, you have people, you're an actress. You have people that are going to be voting for you for this performance. Aren't you afraid that you're chasing these 9/11 conspiracy theories, that this is going to destroy your career? And I said, what, so that you can put on my tombstone, God, she was funny? I said, you think that's why God put me on Earth? So I could do some sitcom in California? I don't think that's why I was put here. I mean, I can give the gift of sharing with the talent that God gave me.
Exactly, but I mean, these are the more serious issues. And I mean, this body is nothing but an earth suit. We are here to be tested. And that's the one thing I've learned, and I know it in my heart. We are being tested, ladies and gentlemen. Would you agree with that, Christine?
Well, I think it's really about helping our brothers and sisters. And if it means helping them bring them to consciousness and make them aware of what's going on around them and wake them from their sleep, then that's what we need to do. With love, I believe in doing it with love and with sharing God's gifts and to offer hope to people that feel hopeless.
Absolutely.
That feel hopeless in this situation.
Absolutely.
That we're in.
Christine, we are out of time. Thank you for spending so much time with us. Again, I look forward to seeing you this Sunday. And from the bottom of my heart and from all my listeners, I know they feel the same. We salute your maverick spirit of liberty and freedom, your incredible courage, and I am honored to consider you one of my friends, and I am honored that I even get a chance to talk to people of so much courage and just filled with so much goodness. God bless you. I'll see you in the city.
I can't wait. Thank you so much, Alex.
Take care, Christine. We'll come back with your calls and a ton of news right here on GCN Radio Network.
Now, you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, you guys have been holding long enough. Let's go to your calls. Thomas in Kansas and Cliff, Jim, Omar, Mark, and others. Thomas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, what's going on, man?
We are here fighting the New World Order. What's on your mind?
I hear you, brother. Hey, I got a couple questions for you here, and I just want to say my wife and I love listening to your show. She used to think you were crazy, but she finally started listening, and she can't get enough of you.
Well, thank you for tuning in. Listen, I wish I was crazy, and I am a little bit crazy, actually, but this stuff we're talking about is real.
She used to think I was crazy until she finally started waking up, but anyhow, my question is about my first, I got two questions. My question is about the, I'm looking at a Washington Post article on August 6th by Glenn Kessler, and the article, I'm sure you've covered, it's about the Pentagon losing track of the 190,000 assault rifles and pistols, the Pentagon. They lost track of them. I'm wondering.
Yes, I did see that.
Who manufactured those? Who was the, I mean, were they even made? You know, what was the, because they never say who manufactured it.
Well, I'll say this. This is what they do. They'll report on, did you hear about the $2 million screws?
Yeah, actually I did.
I'm just throwing that number out. It was like $90 something million for a bag of screws, but it came out to a couple million per screw. And that was the shipping charge. The screws cost less than a dollar, but it was, and, I mean, pull it up on Google. I forget the exact number, but I think it was, memory says not 90 something million for a couple screws.
Couple bags
of screws, being mailed to Iraq. And see, they put that out to make you think that's where
the frauds going on. That's the old $800 toilet seats and $500 hammers.
Right. Now, that's taxpayers' money, right?
Yes. But what's really going on is that I keep saying $4 trillion. It was a year ago last time I looked it up, and people pull it up and they go, wait a minute, this says $1.9 trillion. Yes, the September 5th Associated Press 2001 says $1.9 trillion missing from the Pentagon. Now it's over $4 trillion because I've watched the Congressional Armed Service meetings about it each year. People grab the clips, put them on the web, and I'm able to see them. It's kind of like our listeners are almost like collators, and you know, they boil it down for me. I can just see it out there on the web. We can all, you know, interface kind of into the group mind here. But right. But I'm, side issue, it's watched by people. That's how I'm able to track the numbers. And it comes up during these hearings, and they just go, $3 trillion missing, $4 trillion missing. And it's just, we're not going to answer, we're not going to say. And so they'll bust some Army captain who orders 20 computers and sells them out the back of an SUV.
Right,
or they'll
right.
bust some colonel who's caught, you know, getting prepaid phone cards and selling them. But they, and that literally, last time I checked, only came up to $3 billion in 2005 of stolen money that year. And then hundreds of billions was other big scams. Here's an example. You got a couple $1 billion in insider trading right before 9/11, but they don't bust the head of the CIA, the executive director, and others that were clearly involved in it. They go bust two New York FBI agents who got word about it and made $1 million off of it. See, and they sent them to prison.
Right.
So, see, that's what they'll do. They'll bust the little guy
right.
and little fish to create the illusion that they're doing something. But, look, a bunch of guns missing, that's nothing. I mean,
right,
those are probably just stolen at a warehouse and sold.
I mean, forgive me for laughing, but it's, like, almost humorous how stupid they think we are. I mean, you know, it's just like, and then they say, you know, $2.3 trillion missing or $1.9 trillion missing September 5th. It's like, why wasn't that investigated?
That's what I mean. Listen, I like illegal aliens. They're good, hard-working people. I have nothing against them. I don't like the fact that they've been taught to hate America, and I can read
right.
their writings where they're saying it. But I'm not bashing them. When I'm mad that they don't have to have an ID for a house loan, a car loan, or a bank account. That's
right.
in the news. Homeland Security signs off on it when it became a controversy 5 months ago. We've been reporting on it for 4 years. Finally broke in early this year on CNN. They had a controversy. Homeland Security said they don't have to have it, but citizens do. It's wrong. It shows that it's lawless.
Right.
I mean, a guy comes out of a Circuit City and they want to search him. He says no. The cops come, look in his bag. It's the video game and the receipt. And they say, okay, you legally bought it, but not letting them search you was disorderly, even though they admit he was polite. And they go, you're going to jail.
But yeah, what gets me is like, okay, with the whole Iran deal, if they say they did manufacture all these arms and they lost them in Iraq and now the insurgents have them or the militias have them, but now they're blaming Iran for funding, you know, or not funding, but giving arms to Iraqi insurgents. I mean, isn't that not what the United States government's doing?
Absolutely. Look, they're using the Sunni brigades to fight with the Shiites. And they're using Sunni brigades, publicly led by the number three in Al-Qaeda, to literally go into the Iran and attack them. Iran shells back, and then the news claims Iran's just shelling, Al-Qaeda is shelling Iraq, they've said. And it's literally Al-Qaeda attacking Iran.
It's unbelievable, man. It's just, it's totally unbelievable. I mean, it's just, I mean, we're not that stupid. I mean, you know, it's like Bush gets up, goes to Iraq, and he's got, like, you know, 30 or 50 Marines around him that are all just, you know, acting just ignorant. And, that, I mean, are these, like, paid-off Marines? Are these, like, you know, what is the deal with that?
No, they believe it. Listen, they're there risking their lives. I mean, you have to even admire them at a certain level. They're putting themselves in harm's
right.
way. They believe they're fighting for America. They're fooled. I appreciate your call. And I appreciate you holding, Thomas, to tell us that. They believe that they were attacked by Iraq on 9/11. 40% of Americans still believe that. They are there risking their life, and by God, they're not going to now say it's all for nothing, not when mama and daddy have got a yellow ribbon outside and are real proud of them. These are salt of the earth people. But yes, they're ignorant. Listen, the Germans were very, very patriotic, very moral people. They had very low crime rates in Germany. The Germans, on average, would give you the shirt off their back, because I've read the anthropology on them. I mean, they were some of the most upbeat, nice, friendly, hardworking people in Europe. And they had a few years of depression, and Hitler came along and could talk slick. And, man, they were ready to kill anybody and anything and do whatever they were told. Because, by golly, it was for Germany. It was for Deutschland. And it's the same thing. I look at a lot of those young men who aren't illegal aliens, but they have the same look in their eyes, and even the illegal aliens do, of the German soldiers. They're feeling good about themselves. They're feeling like they got a job. They're there for their buddies, and they feel highly motivated, and they'll do whatever they're told, including gun confiscation here in the United States. Cliff in Idaho, thanks for holding her on the air.
Okay.
You've got your radio up, sir. Or can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, Cliff. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I wanted to ask you a question. do you know if they ever have a vaccine for the bird flu or whatever?
You know, I said I'd get into stories from Endgame last night and people bringing up what happened when they got vaccinated. I want to tell those stories. Don't let me forget, folks. But, yes, they claim they've got a vaccine, experimental ones, for the bird flu. The problem is it's always mutating.
Well, no, they're full of bullshit. I've got the documents on it and everything.
Hey, listen, sir, I appreciate your call. This is not a show for you to call in and just talk however you want. I'm sorry, Cliff, okay? We had a lot of children listening, and I just have a modicum of respect here. We don't screen your calls. We don't screen out what you have to say. And just don't call for 6 months. How's that sound? Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Oregon. Jim, you're on the air. Jim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Love your show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to point out a few things about the 9/11 special that was on the History Channel. Pretty ludicrous things like the jetliner liquefying before it went into the Pentagon. And another guy they had on as a structural engineer, Matt Levy, who co-wrote the book Why Buildings Fall Down, they had him on there saying that it wasn't an implosion. But earlier on the Discovery Channel, he did another show after September 11th in which he says it was a demolition. And the only other point I had was up here in Oregon, we have Senator John Menas, who wrote the bill H.R. 666, I believe it was called, about terrorism, and he got voted out of office, but mysteriously, our governor appointed him to the safety coordinator of the Department of Transportation, in which he is in right now. And I just wanted your comments on all of that.
666 was a separate bill he did. I don't remember the exact bill number. It'll pop in my head in just a minute, because that was 2002, but it had more than 200 subsections. I ought to pull that back up. I think the headline of the story we wrote about it was Oregon law creates forced labor camps. I think that's the headline. And then just put Senator Menas after it, and it should pop up. And that's not a pun. His name's Menas. He is literally a menace to freedom. He was the chairman of the Public Safety Committee. No, it was the Judicial Committee. And in the bill, it said if you download one song, uncivilly, life in prison, unless you agree to forced labor camp, then 25 years in a forest labor camp. And local news did a report and said they're building forest labor camps. I mean, we aired that here. That's unbelievable. And then it said if you have a gun illegally, any violation, that you will be given life in prison or 25 years if you agree to work in a slave camp. Then they say it's not a slave camp if you agree. 25 years! And it just, you cannot make stuff up like this. Then about a year after that, Rhode Island tried to say if you criticize government, you'll be arrested. And they reported that in a straight face on Rhode Island TV and in the Journal, the paper there in Providence. I mean, it just said word for word, no criticism of the government. You'll be put in a camp if you do.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson from Midas. September 5th, 2007, gold 680-70-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $702.47, $346.55 for half, $173.28 for quarters. That's $702.47, $346.55, and $173.28.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in the global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbenter soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calben Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calben soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calben Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
We're going to continue with calls. I haven't even gotten into all the global warming news. It just goes from crazy to nutty. I also want to tell some stories about what happened last night at the premiere of Endgame. They'll be showing again tonight. I think there's still a few tickets left. And tomorrow night. Let's go to Omar in Michigan. Omar, thanks for holding, sir. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, my friend.
Your guest, Christine, she hit the nail right on the head. Because I can agree, just like she said, whenever I need something, just like it's sent to me. I needed a book on masonry. I got Morals and Dogma. So I could just say, you know, like, hey, she was right on, and I commend her courage as well as yours and all the people that help provide this information for us. And I just like to say everybody needs to get on the same page and get ready to fight, because we're in a fight for our lives. You know, they have threatened to kill us. We have done nothing to them. And we have a right to kill anybody that's trying to kill us.
Well, I agree with you. We do have a right to defend ourselves. Omar, is my memory wrong, or have you been calling into the show off and on? Sometimes you might not even call in for a year, then you might call in, you know, every month. But have you been calling into the show for like 10 years?
Yeah, about that.
Well, I mean, what is it like for you to see so much that has happened? Because I remember you were calling in 10 years ago and you were informed. I mean, what is it like to see it in the fullness of time unfolding? Go ahead.
Alex, I didn't ever think it would go this far, because I thought the American people had too much sense to get played like this. I was always saying the New World Order never worked. I've been studying this since 1985. And, you know, I just was like, man, the Constitution, they ain't going to let nothing mess with their Constitution. You crazy. And I was just looking at it, you know, basically when I first started doing this, I was as racist as anybody else. But then I was informed and, you know, I started talking to people. I was dealing with the various militia groups at the time that's too scared to say anything now. And I studied, you know, I listened to Bill Cooper. I talked to Bill Cooper. I talked to Dr. John Coleman and various other people, you know. And, like, now, you know, it's like here it is right in front of our faces. And then the people that's doing this is so corrupt and diabolical. You know, it just amazed me. We got people that say, well, we have to forgive them and this and that. These people, I believe, just like in the Bible, we say, these people need to be destroyed, every man, woman, and child of them, so that this stuff will never rear its head again. We keep on making excuses for them, and, you know, we want to obey the rules and everything, and, you know, hey, we're in a fight for our lives. You know, like you say, it's a war on for your mind. Either they got it or we got it. If you're not on our side, then go on your way.
And they've said that, too. They've said that. They say that every day. They say, you better serve us, you're against us. Fine, I'm against you.
That's what I'm saying.
Fine, I'm against you. Exactly.
I'm against you, too. I'm against them, too. And, like, I'm saying, everybody that's either with us or against us, it's the will of the people. And the spirit of the people is greater than any threat that they could throw up.
Well,
that's what Huey P. Newton said.
I remember reading federal documents 10, 12 years ago about FEMA camps and their plans, and I thought, man, they'll never get
away. Plan.
Exactly. I thought they'll never get away with that. But then I realized, wait, they say they're going to use terrorism and fear, and they're going to ratchet it up. Every time there's an event, they'll tighten the noose tighter, then another event tighter, another event tighter. But people are starting to wake up. But I agree with you. It's gone further than I thought it could.
Right. And see, the thing is, like I'm saying, when it's an act of terror, who does it benefit? It don't benefit us, because the cowards, they not going to, you know, they blow up discotheques or shopping malls or something. They're trying to change our mind. We got to know that it's them doing this to us. It's not the terrorists.
Well, I mean, how obvious does it get when we have Republican memos and then they go public with them saying they love 9/11 and it gets us to submit to them? I mean, for all these people out there who call me and email me and say, why would the government do that? They tell you why, because it makes you get down there and lick their boots and do whatever they say.
Right. And if you're a bootlicker, you're the worst kind of person in the world. How could you be a bootlicker to something that's scum? That's what these people are. They got money, they got power, they got wealth, but they just scum. Because even with all that, they're not a human being.
No, you're right. I mean, anybody who could kill children cold-bloodedly and enjoy it is just the lowest form of crap. It's always good to hear from you, Omar. God bless you. And I mean that when I say it. I mean, these people, I've studied them. There's something wrong with them. There's something wrong with them. I mean, how do you line little toddlers up and blow their heads off, much less enjoy it?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border, back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues, too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central, formidable Alex Jones says. This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313 and join the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Welcome back, my friends. It's real simple. I woke up, there was a diabolical group trying to set up one world government with public documents, public statements. Then I turned CNN on and they'd say it didn't exist. Crazy people believe it. And then I found out the very people pushing world population reduction and tyranny were the ones that own CNN. And I found out they wanted my Second Amendment. I found out they wanted my liberties and my freedoms. And I said, you know what? I'm going to fight you. I'm going to tell you just really saddening stories, but also buoying at the same time, from the Endgame premiere last night here in Austin, Texas. We're going to show it again tonight and tomorrow night. I think just a handful of tickets left at the door. They make you, in the hours before, they keep like 25 tickets, buy them at the door. So you can show up and get them at the door. There were like two seats open last night because the Alamo Draft House calls it sold out before then. And then they call it sold out when there's the two front rows left. And then you've got to go get those tickets at the door. It's weird. You can get in if you want to. Just show up tonight and buy tickets. Or if you want to absolutely be sure, buy them online at InfoWars.com right now for tonight or tomorrow. I'm going to tell you about a few sponsors. I'm going to tell you the story about what happened last night. Then we'll finish up with the calls. Mark, Colton, Tim, Dan, and John. And that's going to be it for calls. I wanted to tell you about the great folks over at eFoods Direct, ladies and gentlemen. The highest quality storable foods out there, bar none, and with all the uncertainty in the world, now is the time to have storable foods. And again, they're high quality, they're clean, they taste good. The meals are about 50% bigger than most of the other brands that are out there. I made a statement a few weeks ago that MRAs make me sick. And I got all these emails going, I was in the military, they're delicious, they're great. I'm sure they are. I don't like them. Or at least the MRAs I've eaten before just taste all salty and weird and give me a stomachache. I mean, maybe that's anecdotal evidence, but I'm sure they're delicious. The point is, this is a lot better than MREs, okay? That's the point I'm making. And they're great folks, and they're patriots. 1-800-409-5633. They use food as a weapon. The globalists say they'll use food as a weapon. They use it in New Orleans. They got little two-month supplies for individuals that are very inexpensive that everybody should have that bare minimum. And I would get a year supply for each person in your family. Or get a year supply, and for a family of three, that'll last you 3 or 4 or 5 months. And or you can have it in a supplement, whatever food you can get. And this is an insurance policy you can eat, and that's the great part about it. And I believe in it. That's who I've gotten my storable foods from twice now. 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. E, just the letter E, FoodsDirect.com, or check out the banner on PrisonPlanet.com at the top of the page, or InfoWars.com at the top of the page. And speaking of food, ladies and gentlemen, there is Inner Food. And, again, most vitamins, you don't absorb all the nutrients that are in them. Some of them just pass right through you. But the good brands, you absorb a lot of it. With Inner Food, it's just the ground up 20-plus ingredients of the highest quality. And it's just the best green food out there. My whole staff's gobbling it with pleasure. I'm eating it. You put it with orange juice or apple juice. They go over to the convenience store next door, buy apple juice every day and eat it. And you get 10% off when you call them and you tell them you're an Alex Jones customer. 20% on top of that, if you get a bulk order, give them a call, 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, or go to PrisonPlanet.com and click on the NutriCafe link there, and you get 10% off when you order through the site as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's ENERfood.com, innerfood.com, or 866-762-9238. Fantastic stuff. All right, look, I went and showed Endgame last night. It was jam-packed, about 250 great people. And I get up and I give my speech. And I mention a few things in the speech I gave. You'll see it on YouTube later. Put up a PrisonPlanet.tv members and it'll leak out everywhere, but that's fine. You'll see it in high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv soon. See it there first, too. But side issue, the point is that I said the things I didn't cover in this film are the Bush and the Nazis and just how much they were involved in eugenics, and I didn't spend enough time on Native Americans being sterilized and Bush Sr. running it with Nixon. And I didn't get into how in Africa and Asia and Latin America, they added hormones to tetanus shots to sterilize women, and it caused autoimmune responses. And, or I may have gotten to that after, because then in the question and answer, a lady brings it up that she'd gotten the tetanus shot, and before she finished, I said, let me guess, you had a big autoimmune response. She said, yes. You know, almost killed her, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then we were, and then another lady comes up to me after the, when I was shaking hands and stuff, comes up to me and she says, how did you know autoimmune response? How did you know that? I mean, are you a doctor? How did you know that's what happened to me? And I said, a separate lady, a real nice lady with her husband. And I said, ma'am, I said, that was in the newspapers. I mean, it was in mainstream African, Indian, Latin American papers, major medical institutions, filed complaint, said you've added a hormone that isn't there accidentally. It's an expensive synthetic hormone. You have to add 100 different plus, it was like 112 manufacturers all added it. That was part of the UN purchase. and they bought it from all these different companies around the world as kind of a payoff to locals, and it causes sterilization of the women upon second trimester. That hormone is secreted. Well, now that hormone has been artificially added to the tetanus pathogen. It causes an autoimmune response and causes spontaneous abortions, spontaneous miscarriages. And I heard women when I said it, like, "Oh, that happened to me. That happened to me." And this woman was going, "My God, that's what happened to me." By that, she had a really bad autoimmune response and got real sick from it. And she said, and I was like, "Listen, I'm sorry. That's just one area of what they're doing." And then I talked to this other fella, and he said, "Yep, 18 months old. Gave my son third round of shots. He was blowing the candles out at his." At his year birthday, he was laughing, running, and he said as soon as he took the third round of shots, the day later, he was doing the nodding and the looking at his hands, just like, he said, just like you do, you know, in the speeches you give. And I literally have just walked up to people at hotels, movie theaters, when there's lines of autistic kids at the movies, and I'll say, 18 months of this happened? Mm-hmm. 18 months? Mm-hmm. 18 months? Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. You're completely normal until 18 months? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's your evidence right there. I mean, that is just, not to mention all the studies and science, but even my listeners, and a lot of these people were brought there by their husbands, or one lady was fully informed, they brought her husband, but they're even there to watch in-game, and they didn't know, and they looked mad, and they looked scared, and they looked upset, and they looked angry all at the same time. And my dad looked unhappy, and he said, "It's a very upsetting film. It's very well done." He goes, "It's very upsetting." And everybody looked shaken, and everybody looked upset, and that's good. Because this is a dark film. This is real. This isn't some fake horror movie where there's a bad guy running around who wants to saw your arms and legs off. These are people in control running things who want to kill you and your family, who want to disease you, who want to sterilize you, who want to hurt you. And I had a really nice police officer, good-looking couple, come over, he and his girlfriend or wife, and he's like, "Hey, man, we're not all bad. I appreciate you. I'm a San Antonio cop." I'm like, "Hey, I appreciate you." But think about being me, a citizen, and seeing the Bill of Rights go away and running into bad cops and knowing history and that tyranny will come to my door in a uniform. I begin at a primitive level to get very antagonistic and very angry. And I probably shoot myself in the foot doing that. But I wear my heart on my sleeve. I don't put on acts here. I don't pre-script what I'm going to do. And so, I mean, I read about, and then I interview the people that turn out to be listeners. The cop comes up and says, "You can't have an upside-down flag on your house." And he knocks the door down and beats them up and then charges them on top of it. And I see this all the time. It's scary to know. And I only want you as police officers to have good husbands and wives and to have happy children, to make money and go on nice vacations and, you know, watercolor and, you know, whatever you do, go fishing. I mean, I want you to do good. I'm a nice guy. I don't want to be your enemy, but you make yourself the enemy of the people when you do this stuff. And it's incremental. It's by degrees you're being brought into evil. And I want everybody to know about Endgame that this is not what I even sought out to make. I said, "We're going to make a film about the Bilderberg Group and the elite and their agenda, and we'll cover the roads for taxation, the regionalization, how they want to have a carbon tax, and how they're into eugenics and want to reduce our numbers." And this half the film became eugenics. I mean, really, it's three films. It's such an amazing documentary. I mean, I wanted your feedback today. Nobody called in with feedback who saw it last night. I guess you probably couldn't get through. On the off chance you can, as I take these calls real fast, you can call 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and get in. I mean, I want to hear if you don't think it's good. I think, yeah, I know it's my most highly produced, most expensive film I've made. It covers the history of the global elite, that shows the Bilderberg Group in Canada. Then we show the Trans-Texas Corridor and the takeover of the roads and the NAFTA system. Then we show the history of mass murder by governments, then eugenics, then transhumanist, and then we go back to Istanbul. People are like, "My gosh," and 10 minutes at the end of Jim Tucker just a few months ago in Istanbul, and secret police following him and everything else. I mean, it's quite an epic, and I really want your feedback. I want your emails of what you thought of it, because I put 15 months into this. Okay. It's just to be there with a mass of people and to see them learn that they were the victims of a bioweapon. Oh, yeah, and then there was this fellow who I think I've seen at events. I mean, he knew my wife, too, because our children went to the same school, little tutor school, and we go to like twice a week. And he had the gubernatorial cowboy boots and everything. And he was like, yeah, it was one of Rick Perry's high-level people. And he said, listen, I've been in there 10 years, blah, blah, blah. But we like you. And I know he went to Turkey and blah, blah, blah. But he said, I just want to tell you, back when I was a medic, before I joined, I guess then lieutenant governor and then governor's staff, I was a medic at Fort Sam Houston, and they sent us these guys to be given out of Fort Sill, I think he said. Well, I need to get his number and name and have him on. I bet he wouldn't come on, though. And I hear about this all the time. This is the millionth time I've heard this. Well, it's exaggeration. The 500th time. I mean, it just never ends. Figure of speech. He was just hearing about what vaccines had done from everybody. He was a medic there, and these guys were deployed, sent down there, six of them, I think he said special ops, to be given meningitis shots. They gave all six the shots, and they all died within a couple days. Then they had them put on masks, scrub the whole place, pull it all out, and all the medics thought it was a bioweapons test. And, I mean, they killed those guys right in front of them. And, see, that's why people on Rick Perry's staff know the truth. Because they watch people die. They watch people die, folks. That's what we're dealing with here. We just watched a film where they just trot troops in and nerve gas them and kill them, U.S., British troops. They don't care about you police. They don't care about any of us. That's the point I'm trying to make to you. You better be on our side. You better want to be with us. The state doesn't care about you. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to calls. Mark in Philly, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. First, I'd like to, in remembrance of Aaron Russo, when I would hear him speak on your show, I could just hear the love and kindness that the Lord had put in his heart for people. And I think we should remember that and to honor that, to continue in his work and what he was doing alongside of your work. Secondly, I have a question you probably can answer. I have a friend who's an political activist, but he doesn't believe an inside job happened. And when I talk to him about the towers coming down at almost free fall speed and so forth, he says he saw the architect of those buildings who said he wished he had built those buildings stronger.
Nope. The architect died. He's Nomura Yamasaki. It was designed to have two large jets hit it. And also they had the building supervising engineer, Italian last name, forget his name, talk about how it could do that. And, I mean, they can have all sorts of fakes up on TV to convince people. Why don't you give him Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to carry out the attack, or the declassified documents where they admit that the Gulf of Tonkin was staged, or how the USS Liberty was staged, or how Operation Gladio was staged. That's how you really... See, all these... And I appreciate your call. All these national TV shows... And I appreciate your kind words for Aaron... All these TV shows I've been on, they never let me talk about that. That never makes it. See, the fact that governments do this, why they do it. See, first you have to understand that, then move on from there. Building 7, they blew it up. Everybody saw it. I mean, they can debate and lie all day. I mean, they get on television and say cell phones work at 50,000 feet. They don't work at 2,000 feet. But they say now they might say they work on Pluto. I mean, they may say they work 15 trillion miles away. They may say leprechauns and Easter bunnies, you know, are at the end of every rainbow with a pot of gold. Look, it isn't true, okay? And we've gone through the evidence and shown that. We're offering a new video, by the way. We just got it in. It just came out 2 days ago. What an annoying ad we have on PrisonPlanet.com. It's that tribal fusion And it's those little funny faces that talk. It almost looks like I have a heart attack every time I hit refresh on a page and they go, hello. And I was like, who's in the room? I was like, what was I talking about just now? You know, they got those banners that talk to you on the web and then one pops up and you're like, what? That totally distracted me. What was I talking about? It doesn't matter anymore. Fine, the government's good. Just trust them. I mean, when you sit there and talk to your friend, there are people who want any excuse to not believe the truth. It's just Hitler talked about it. Goebbels talked about propaganda to be good. It needs to be simple and speak to their own innate laziness. But I would just give him Terror Storm. I really think Terror Storm is the most effective 9/11 film. There are some that you could say are more cinematic or more entertaining a little bit, maybe. But Terror Storm walks through the admissions. And Terror Storm shows you how there's a drill every time there's a terror attack of the exact same target at the exact same time. And how that's one in 20-something truck-to-gillion. Okay? All right, I'm going to try to get to everybody on the other side. Colton, Jim, Dan, John, get ready. I'm going right to you on the other side. Have your questions or comments ready. We'll go through you like rapid fire.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
I wish that I could fly into the sky, so very high.
Milton in British Columbia. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, good to hear from you.
I just wanted to mention
two individuals that I thought would be really good to have on your show. One guy's name is Mike Murray. He created a video that you can find online called Hacking the Mind, and he's actually a computer programmer slash hacker who's figured out ways how to use hypnosis to actually hack into people's mind to put in programmed thoughts, like, of course, the government has been able to do. And he's actually been able to find examples of exactly how to do it and how it's actually done. And a lot of politicians and people in the government are actually using that.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely pre-programming people to then resist certain ideas when they hear them. That's admitted.
Yeah, exactly. But this actually finds out a way, like he describes exactly how to do it and how it's accomplished. And if you find out how you can accomplish something from a programmer's perspective, because I'm also a programmer, usually you can find a way to undo it. So
yeah, that's finding the key. That's cracking it.
Yeah, exactly. And the other individual was his name is Mark Stevens. He actually wrote a book called Adventures in Legal Land.
We've had Mark on. Listen, I appreciate your call. I've got to jump here. Thank you so much. We'll probably have both those guys on. I don't know the first one, but I certainly know Mark. And I was just thinking the other day, I should get Mark back on. He's quite a character. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and, is it Tim or Jim? Tim in Ohio, you're on the air, and then Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I can, like, completely relate to Christina Ebersole's experience with the driver that she had, because I've just had so much weird stuff that's happened to me in, like, the past couple of years that some of them have had to do with 9/11, but I think some of them are just, like, signs from God. Like, for example, in my bathroom, like, my clock has literally stopped at 9/11, and I've listened to some music, and when I listen to that specific music piece, I thought about 9/11, and then someone goes and makes a music video out of it about the World Trade Centers.
It's so amazing. I gotta jump here. We're almost out of time. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan in British Columbia. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex. I had some friends come up to visit me from the U.S. because, I used to live in the U.S., but they're flying in, and one of my friends went to apply for his passport. Like, this was, like, back in June or something like that. And he went to the office there. I think it was the post office or something. And he was like, well, you know, this might take too long to get to me. Maybe I'll just, like, not get it. And the lady was like, well, you should go ahead and get it anyway, because you're going to need it to travel here in the U.S.
Yeah, no. They have announced that to walk down the street, to be on a park, to go on a plane. That was mainstream news. The head of Homeland Security said that 2 weeks ago. We've been telling everybody this for years. Ron Paul told us 2 years ago. It's in the bill. They passed it. We are now completely federalized under martial law. Congress has been removed from continuity of government. And it's been handed over to United Nations control. And that was a whole stack of news we didn't even get to today. But we did cover it Monday or Tuesday and Sunday. It's all off the charts. I mean, it's just... Now, that doesn't mean they fully implemented it now. But they're saying, hey, you can't protest. Hey, you can't do this. Hey, we're going to arrest you because you didn't submit to a search. Hey, you can't have that flag upside down. We're going to go ahead and arrest you. And it's foreign troops in our military now. God bless you, my friend. We're out of time. Sorry to the other callers. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.